Yeah, so Jose in?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, Jose, it's Patrick with Baker Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, good. How are you?
Good, good. Thanks for asking. Hey, I'm not sure if you remember, we spoke earlier in the summer about some equipment financing, working capital we had you guys pre-approved for, and you told me to check back around September, so you guys were doing out there.
No, we're doing really good this year.
That's good to hear. Do you guys have any big plans or anything else coming up for the rest of the year?
Yeah, we got some more jobs, yeah.
Okay, is it some big jobs you're working on, or?
They're decent size. They're good size.
Nice. Well, what are you guys doing? Is it like some buildings you're putting up, or?
No, it's all landscaping.
Oh, just some landscaping?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys, have any equipment or any, big machines, anything like that you were looking to bring on for the jobs?
No, we're good. I got what I need.
Okay, that's good too. And then any capital too? We also do working capital. So if you guys maybe needed any cash flow for maybe employees or maybe to help you get any of those big jobs or anything like that, we could also help with that.
How does that work?
Basically, what our capital is just unsecured cash for you to use with the business. Do you have like a line of credit or any other previous loans?
I don't have. The only thing I owe is for my machine. For a Babka that I bought, and that's it. I don't know anything.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, well, working capital, so basically what we do is we take a chunk of your what you did in sales the previous year, and then we unlock that to you as unsecured cash, and you can use it however you want for the business. You could use that for payroll, to help, get you some big jobs coming up in the future. I mean, materials. Heck, you could even use it at McDonald's. But yeah, really just unsecured cash. And to give you a better idea, what do you guys do in sales for 2015?
Well, last year I made, everything, it was around $1 million.
Okay, around a mil?
Yeah, and after I paid tax and all that, it was like $200,000.
Okay, that's what your gross annual sales were after the year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, based off that, we'd probably be able to get you about 20 to 40K, depending on what you needed and, what you'd be using that for.
How much interest do you pay on that?
It just really depends. We have a few different programs, so would you be looking for more something short-term or, longer? And then, how much money would you be looking to bring on?
I don't really need nothing, but, I'm just asking, if I take like 20 or 30,000, what would be my interest rate? That's all.
Okay, yeah, it just really depends on a few things, and we can't really give you a rate until we get an application and process that and check the health of the business and a few other factors, but definitely a few different factors. All right, when would you be looking to bring that on by, though?
No, I don't need nothing. I was just wondering, I don't need anything.
All right, just kind of checking it out.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Is there do you guys ever run into any cash flow crunches or any time where you could use some extra cash to maybe help you get some jobs or?
No, not really, because it's a small company.
Right. So you kind of just put everything out of pocket.
Yeah.
I see. Well, does that ever, cut into your guys' cash flow?
Not really, because I got good clients and they take care of us real quick.
Right, so you don't ever have any, net 30 or net 60, payover issues, anything like that?
No.
That's good, too. What kind of, clients do you have, too? Is it, like, commercial or?
We do commercial and residence.
Okay, so, a lot of the, the residential, is it, like, neighborhoods or?
Not really. It's Nantucket. It's an island.
Okay. So.
Yeah. This is a tourist place. So it's more residential.
Okay. And so, what is it that you guys do with the land? Like.
We just, it's a maintenance. It's mostly maintenance company.
Okay, I gotcha. Do you guys
We don't really do so much installations.
I gotcha, just keeping it, maintained and whatnot?
Exactly.
I gotcha. Is there maybe a time that you guys look to, add on or maybe bring on any more cash, anything like that?
I think we're good. If I need anything, I can give you a call.
Yeah, for sure. And, Maybe do you have an email I could just shoot my info over to then? That way, you know, when something does come up, you can get back to me.
It's Clean Cup.
All right. 43, you said?
Yeah, Clean Cup 43.
Hotmail.com. Hotmail.com, perfect. And you said, you know, the only thing that you ever did finance was that piece of equipment?
Yeah, in trucks, but I like to pay everything quick, you know, because...
Yeah, for sure. Our loans are, you know, quick short-term business loans, too, so, you know, we do have that option as well. What was it, the equipment you guys ended up bringing on, though?
It was a Bobcat. It's a T-770.
Oh, nice. Just a Bobcat?
Yeah, that, and it was $65,000. I bought it, like, in May, June, and I owe, like, 16 right now, 15.
Oh, nice. So you got just about almost the whole thing paid off, huh?
And I think I'm just going to go to the bank now because I got a bunch of money that came in, and I think I'm going to pay it off and be over with. Be happy.
Yeah, right. Get that off your back, right?
Exactly. And then I don't know anything else.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to do that. It will help your credit, too, paying it off real quick in advance like that.
Yeah.
That's good. Did you guys go straight through directly with Cat when you did that?
What I did, I have a really good bank here. I have a really good bank, KitKat 5, and they took care of me right away.
Nice. Is that one out there in Massachusetts?
That's here in Massachusetts, yes. Really good bank.
Nice. Do you say you guys are on an... Was that an island, you said? Or?
It's an island, yeah.
Like, where at? Is that just off the coast?
Nantucket, Massachusetts is next to Boston.
Oh, nice. Just a little island right off there?
Yep. Little island right here. We're right in the ocean.
Nice. That's awesome. So you just, you know, stay out there, maintain that, and you guys got the crew out on the island and whatnot?
Yeah. There's like 12 guys working for me.
Nice. You guys stay out on the island or back in Boston and commute?
No. This is on the island. There is no bridge. Everything has to be in a boat, in the ferry.
Right. So you guys just live out on the island and commute? Yeah. Or?
No. We live here. We live on the island.
That's cool. How big is the island? Is there like...
It's a good size. It's a good size. I think it's 15 miles by 5. There's a lot of work here, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that sounds like a pretty big little island. We're out here in San Diego, so the other side of the coast.
Yeah, I've been over there.
I
like it.
Definitely. Yeah, I've never been over to Boston, but it sounds pretty cool. Well, I'll shoot you over email. If anything ever comes up, you know, you have my info, and we can go from there.
All right.
All right, Jose, nice talking
to you.
All right, mate. Yep, bye.